Queensland cancer researchers say they've made a world-first breakthrough in the fight against cervical cancer. The scientists at Griffith University have used gene editing technology to destroy tumours in mice, and they're planning to conduct human trials in the next 5 years. In Brisbane, Rachel Mealy reports.
Like many moments in science, this breakthrough wasn't part of the original plan. Nigel McMillan is the Director of Infectious Disease and Immunology at the Menzies Health Institute in Queensland. He says the lightbulb moment came when a researcher on the team broke ranks.
The student who actually did the experiments, Lookman, he went away and did something I didn't really ask him to do, and he added extra treatments into the regime. And it turned out to be the light bulb moment, because our normal series of three treatments, you know, slowed cancer down. But when he added the extra three or four treatments after that, it completely disappeared. And that was just one of those serendipitous things that happens.
The researchers used a gene editing tool known as CRISPR to target a gene found in cancers caused by the human papillomavirus. The CRISPR method was developed overseas a few years ago, but the scientists here adapted it for attacking cancer cells in mice.
What we've done is we've taken some little nanoparticles and injected them into the bloodstream of our models, our animal models, and this CRISPR technology finds its way into the cell, and it has a little address mark on it that allows it to find a particular gene, and it disables it. It cuts it in half. This is our missing toolkit we have in our gene therapy toolbox. It's like fixing your car while you're running along the M1 doing 100 Ks. It's working while the cell's working. What it effectively does is it adds a couple of letters into the gene we're looking at, and it no longer is recognized, and so we completely disable that gene. It's like a spell checker where you add in a couple of extra letters and it no longer recognizes the word.
Professor McMillan says there's a lot of work to do. The research team plans to conduct human trials in the next 5 years, but he's already excited about the potential implications of the discovery.
We actually know that a third of all cancers in the world are caused by infectious organisms. So this particular treatment would be fantastic, because we're targeting foreign genes, genes that aren't normally in our genome. About 5% of all world cancers are caused by HPV, and this includes cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, but also head and neck cancer. And there is just a tsunami of head and neck cancers coming along in Australia and around the world caused by HPV. And really, this is probably the cancer that it will be most useful for.
Janine McLean was diagnosed with cervical cancer 15 years ago. She chose to undergo a hysterectomy to treat her cancer and says this breakthrough could change lives.
Thank you to that student who didn't follow the direction, because they have made an incredible discovery, and hopefully on the way to curing the big C. Cancer is a terrible disease, and you know, if you haven't had it yourself, you know someone who has, and that's the terrible part about it.
That's cancer survivor Janine McLean, and that report from Rachel Mealy and Lexi Hamilton-Smith in Brisbane.